Racial disparity issues are not just in Eastern Washington. Here in King County, African Americans make up a little less than 10% of the youth population. But last year, of all kids charged with a crime in King County, more than half were black. Susan Craighead, the presiding judge of King County Superior Court, is spearheading an effort to eliminate racial disparity from King County's juvenile court system. She told Jeannie Yandel that King County does lock up fewer kids than it used to, but it's mostly white kids who benefit.
Back in the 1990s, we had over 200 youth in detention at any given time. And our court decided that this was wrong and that there had to be alternatives for that. And so we went on a 12-year process of trying to come up with every strategy we could think of, our staff could think of, that could reduce those numbers. And gradually they came down and further. And then in the last few years, the willingness of the prosecutor to divert more cases has really enabled us to get the numbers down to the point where on any given day we have between 50 and 60 kids in detention as opposed to over 200. And we've made a great progress in reducing those numbers in detention, but we have not been able to crack this nut of disproportionality.
You said that the court, you feel like the juvenile justice court has tried everything within its purview to try and deal with this problem, which is why you're asking the community for ideas. When you say that, what efforts specifically come to mind? What has the court tried?
We now have all of our probation counselors, and nearly all of them are masters in social work. They're trained to provide family therapy right there in their little tiny offices. And what we've been trying to do is give families more skills to help raise their kids without having to turn to the police. So we've used a lot of therapeutic measures to try to improve the situation. But by the time they come to us, they've already got a ton of problems that they're trying to deal with. And in particular, they're often very behind in school, either because of their performance or more likely because of exclusionary discipline. And so they've already have a track record of not being able to succeed in institutions such as school.
You said earlier the court is going to be asking the community for ideas to help solve this problem. What do you think the solutions are?
Well, I think the solutions are multifaceted, and I think that they are going to require other parts of the system to step forward, and that would include child welfare, that would include the schools. For example, we know statistically that there is a link between youth being suspended or expelled from school and winding up in the juvenile justice system. And we also know that, for example, in the Seattle School District, the rate of discipline for African-American boys is four times the rate that it is for white boys. And some of the causes for discipline are somewhat subjective. And different school districts use different phrases, but it's things like defiance, which is very much in the eye of the beholder. And so there's a movement afoot, and I think Highline School District is probably the best example, of trying to move away from those kinds of subjective labels for conduct and also to make discipline something that you do at school. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is that we all know that unsupervised teenagers are likely to get into trouble. The second thing is if a kid doesn't like going to school, they only get rewarded by being excluded from school. And so it might be better to come up with some kind of a way of remedying whatever they were doing wrong within the school's walls.
I'm talking with Susan Craighead. She's the presiding judge of King County Superior Court. And we're talking about efforts to try and deal with the racial disparity, particularly in King County's juvenile justice system. For example, in 2014, more than 50% of kids charged with a crime in King County were black, even though African Americans make up a bit less than 10% of the youth population right now. Earlier, you talked about several alternatives to incarceration for juveniles. Some people believe you shouldn't incarcerate juveniles at all. What do you think about that? What's your response to that?
Well, I would love to live in a world where we didn't need to incarcerate juveniles at all. And I think most of us would like that. The problem that we have is that we don't have alternatives to detention for youth who either have very high needs or youth who are accused of very serious crimes. And I don't know what the community's tolerance is for perhaps having a group home where you would put people who have been accused of shooting somebody. I have my doubts about whether the community is really going to be comfortable with not having youth like that behind a locked door. I guess a judge is always a practical person, and I'm thinking about if someone gets charged with a crime like that tonight, where are they going to spend the night?
For you personally, why does it matter to eliminate this disparity that you see in your courtroom?
Well, you know, I'm the mother of an African-American child, and I have to talk with him on a daily basis about how to be safe, about why people are looking at him funny in a store. And I know that I'm able to cloak him with the privilege that I bring. I'm able to provide health insurance. I'm able to get him the services that he needs. And because I'm able to do those things, he doesn't have to go to the juvenile justice system. And I want all African-American children to have those alternatives to the system.
That's Susan Craighead, presiding judge of the King County Superior Court, speaking with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.